Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, amen. Do you know, I just want to glorify the Lord Jesus tonight for my testimony. Do you know, I've been walking with Christ now for 7.5 years. And you know, I just want to say one thing tonight, is that it's been the greatest 7.5 years that I can truly say that I've ever had in my life. Before I was a Christian, at the age of 18, 19, growing up in the world as a young man, I used to love and take part of what we call the world today. Everything that we see around us, everything that you see in this outside world, the candy-coated sin that we see, I used to love and take part, and I used to enjoy what I used to do. For a living, I used to grow and sell drugs, nothing to be proud about, nothing to rejoice about. I wouldn't think twice by robbing somebody. I wouldn't think twice by telling lies to get a living. Matter of fact, I used to love telling lies to get me living. And you know, my own standard in my own way, I used to think, you know, I'm okay. I had a belief in Jesus. I used to believe in God with all my heart. If someone come to me and said to me when I, at the age of 19, 20, do you love Jesus? I would have said, yes, I love Jesus. But you know what? Love is more than just words, isn't it? You know, it's with action. And by the way I lived my life, by the things that I was doing, by the way I was living, it completely denied the way I say I love Jesus. But you know, as a young man growing up, you know, I never knew anything better in life what to do. I used to party, I used to rave, just like young men in this place today. I used to love nightclubbing 3 times a week. I used to go out for the drink. Listen, this was my life and I used to love it. And you know what? I had this great plan, you know, was to get rich quick, you know, to take myself on big fancy holidays, do what I wanted to do. But I just want to praise Jesus tonight that God had a different plan for my life. My plan tonight was to get big quick and, you know what, live my life how I wanted. But 7.5 years ago, I was alone in the motor. I was out talking alone. And you know what? In my own way, in the condition I was, everything was going on around me. You know, I found myself in a position that I wish I was never in. I found me all the people around me getting raided, police coming down, and everything else going on top of me. Losing this and losing that there, not to glorify it, because I don't want to really speak about much of it tonight. And this is the consequences of sin. You know, there's a real saying that one day sin will find you out. And that day, you know, sin found me out. The things that I was doing, at the end of it, it was catching up to me. And you know, when I had nowhere else to turn, when I had nowhere else to go, one day I was driving down the road alone. No one witnessed to me. No one testified to me. No one come and said, brother, do you know what? Do you know that Jesus loves you and he died for you upon the cross? But 7.5 years ago, I was in a transit van driving in Wolverhampton. And straight away, Jesus Christ came and he switched the light on. And straight away, as I'm driving, God gave me a vision of me, Pastor Shane. And the Lord said to me at that instant, Thomas, go and find Shane. And I know that wasn't going divvy. I know for a fact it was the voice of the Lord. And I tried to go and find Shane, praise Jesus. I rung him up and I said, I want to give my life to Jesus. 7.5 years ago in a car park in Cannock on the McDonald's roundabout, I gave my life to Jesus. I never made a head decision. I never made the decision because, you know, it was a good atmosphere. Or I never made a decision because my best friend done it. 7.5 years ago, when I gave my life to Jesus, when I made that decision, I made sure I gave my life. I gave God absolutely everything on that night. Everything on that night I gave Jesus. I gave him my whole life. It wasn't just a head decision. I gave him my whole life. And in 7.5 years, God has brought me through all this time. Now I'm serving the Lord. I have a great family in Christ. I have a wife. I have 2 beautiful children. I have family all around me in Jesus. I have a new hope. I have a hope. I have a future. Once I was on the destination going to hell. Now my destination has been changed. Now I'm going to heaven. Not because what I have done. It's because what Jesus done upon the cross of Calvary. And because he shed his blood, when I truly accepted, when I acknowledged what Jesus done on that cross for me, when I truly found out how much Jesus loved a sinful man like me, when he chose to die and bleed upon the cross, when he chose to rise again, and when Jesus said, because I live, you also can live. My God, what a wonderful thing tonight to stand here and tell you tonight that it's wonderful to be a Christian. It's wonderful tonight to be a child of God. Once I was going to hell, but now I'm going to heaven. God set me in a fantastic church. I was in Stafford Church for 17 months. Then I went to Willenhall. Now, praise Jesus Christ, I'm in Bolton Church and I'm serving the Lord. I have faithful brothers and sisters around me. And I can surely say, listen, to the young men and to the young women, listen, I want to reach out to you tonight. Listen to me very carefully. Party. Raving, all this different thing. Listen, I've tried it. I've been there. It will not give you tonight, listen, what Jesus Christ will give you. This world tonight, what we live in, will not fill the gap that Jesus can fill tonight. If you believe tonight there's something missing, it's Jesus tonight. And only Jesus tonight can you truly find true peace, true joy, and true comfort tonight. You won't find it in this world. And if God can change me, and if God can do this in my life, God can do it for you. God can do it for you tonight. And that is my testimony, that God has changed my life. And if God can do a miracle in me, he can do a miracle in you. God bless you. Thank you for listening.